So our topic is Introduction to the Gospel of Luke. And I hope within this very short period of time we can glide through the whole book together.
我希望能够用这很短时间把路加福音里面的内容都介绍一下。
And then after this session, as far as I can see from the timetable, then there will be discussion. So not today, possibly not a lot, because if you're going to talk the introduction discussion, then you can introduce the book.
然后接下来的几个星期，我们可以用时间来讨论这本书里头的一些问题。
So in a way, it's a one-way traffic. But if you have got special comments, of course, you're most welcome.
当然，也欢迎你在这个时间问。
Now, the book of Luke, obviously, is one of the four Gospels, normally, you know, deemed.
路加福音书是圣经里头的四福音里面的一本。
And nowadays, I mean, even it's been debated, but generally, it's clear that Luke actually was the author.
我们一般人都相信他的作者就是路加。
And also he wrote the Acts of the Apostle, and this is the general, you know, acceptance.
当然他除了这本书他也写了使徒行传。
And some people say that the first volume of his book is Luke, and the second volume is Acts of the Apostle.
有人甚至认为路加福音书是他的第一卷，第二卷就是使徒行传了。
But I think all this background information not very, very important. But the important thing is what message it contains. I think is what we need to be concerned with.
当然最重要的还是这个信息的本身。
If you look at the Gospels, I mean, usually people study the four Gospels together and compare and contrast.
通常我们在学习这四福音，我们都拿来彼此的对照来学习。
And if you look at this, then you can see each book has got a unique feature.
当然这四福音书每一本都有他们特别的地方。
And the content of each book, you know, can be similar, you know, to each other to quite a great extent.
当然在内容方面有很多地方是很相似的。
But within each book, there is of course a unique kind of so-called unique uniqueness, unique information.
但是每本书里头也有他们自己独特之处。
In other words, when we say unique, being unique means you only find this message within only this gospel, or not in the others.
换句话说，每本书里面都有一些特别的信息，在别的书上看不到的。
For example, if you look at the uniqueness of the books of the gospel, then you can see Luke actually has got about just less than 60%, about 59% uniqueness.
在路加福音书里可以找出来大概有59%是他独特的，其他地方其他的书上没有的。
That is the other three gospels are not found.
他的信息在其他的书上你看不到。
And if you look at Matthew has got about 42%.
马太福音书它独有的信息大概占42%。
And Mark is about 7%.
马可大概只有7%而已。
That means Mark has got a lot of information which is actually found also in other books, other gospels.
换句话说，马可福音书里面的内容有很多在其他书上都提到过。
Especially in Matthew and Luke.
But
if we come to John, and John is very unique.
约翰福音书就比较特别。
It's got about over 90% uniqueness.
它的90%的内容都是它特有的。
In other words, this 90% over, you know, actually not found in other three gospels.
也就是说，那90%的内容在其他的三本书上没有。
So if you want to truly study properly, you know, the gospel, then the four must be studied together, really.
所以如果我们真想要学习这里头的内容，其实四本书都要同时来读。
And maybe, you know, compare and contrast.
彼此来对照。
Then we can understand better the full gospel. of Jesus Christ.
让我们才能够对主耶稣基督的福音有更好的了解。
Now, of course, Luke gives the most complete account of Christ's ancestry, birth, and also development of the gospel.
让路加福音书可以说是对于主耶稣的出生之前，他的出生以及他后来的事情有最好的介绍。
His birth,
还有他的
his development of the gospel. Very clear, quite clear, very complete.
这本书
as compared to the other gospels,
记载的非常的完整。
And at the same time, Luke also talks about the humanity, if you like, the Son of Man. Very clearly, the feelings of Jesus, which are these are found clearer in other gospels.
在这本书里头也很清楚说明主耶稣他属人性的这一方面。
And of course, what is the central theme of Luke? This is a question we have to answer.
那我们应该来想一想，路加福音书里头的主题应该是什么呢？
Obviously, and this can be seen clearly in a chapter. One of the chapters, chapter 15, for example, is a very important, theme.
这本书的十五章是其中一篇很重要的章节。
And using this chapter, actually, you can see the purpose of Jesus Christ coming into this world is to seek and to save those who are lost, and that is the central message of the Luke, Gospel of Luke.
在十五章里面说到主耶稣来的任务，他的使命就是要寻回亡羊，这可以说是路加福音书这本整本书的一个主题。
And of course, he used at least three parables in this chapter to demonstrate his theme or his message or his central message.
他在这本书里头，在十五章里头用了三个比喻来说到他这个主题的。
If we look at I think what we can do is actually go through briefly the contents of the Luke and then possibly to derive some spiritual inference or teachings from this book for this very short period of time.
用这一节时间来介绍一下这本书里面大概想讲的，然后说说它属灵的上面的教训。
And then later on, as I said, we can discuss a bit more on topical studies, when we do more look.
然后如果还有时间，我们可以
in the future
来讨论那接下来的以下的几个星期，我们也可以对这本书有更多的详细的讲解和说明。
And the time of writing, of course, mostly reckons.During the early 60s, AD.
这本书写作的时间大概是在主后的六十年左右。
And most probably it is not beyond AD 70, the destruction of the temple.
可以说是在主后八十年、
七十年、
七十年在耶路撒冷圣城被毁之前。
So it's between 60 and 70. It's not very clear. This is not... I mean, the normal acceptance is 70, AD 70. Jerusalem was... the temple was destroyed, isn't it? But never mind. As I said, this is not important, that important. Not that important. But it's good indication of our, for our reference, of course.
这些时间当然是大约的并不是非常重要，给我们做个参考而已。
But if we go through this book quickly, then we can see verses 1 to 4 actually is an introduction to the whole, to the book in a way.
第一章到第十章可以说是
chapter 1 verses 1 to 4
第一章的一到四节可以说是整本书的一个大概的介绍。
It tells us why this book is written.
说到为什么要写这本书。
So I'm just going through quickly, because it's a whole book, 24 chapters. If one chapter per hour, it's going to be 24 hours. So we got only 50 minutes to introduce the whole book. You think we have to fly very fast?
这本书有 24章, 但我们只有大概50分钟来介绍, 所以要很快的来进行。
So verses 1 to 4, you can see the reason of writing this gospel by Luke.
1到4节, 说到为什么路加写这本书。
If you look at it carefully, actually, we know he actually did not witness with his own eyes all these events.
他可以看到他所写的并不是他亲眼所见过的。
Because his writing material, the content of his writing is actually really from the time of the birth of Jesus, or even before the birth of Jesus, until maybe year 33 AD. According to forget about the 4 years difference, okay? Because otherwise you'll be in trouble, my friend, my brother. Yeah, I know, because we have to stick to the generally accepted time. If you want to convert it 4 years difference, then it's another issue. Otherwise you'll be confused, you see. So you're talking about the first 33 years in the starting from the birth of Jesus. This is the period of materials covered within this period, if you like.
这本书写的时间是从主耶稣诞生前到他主后大概七十几八十年，三十三年的时间。But
was written within the time 60 to 70 AD.
但是写的时间是六十到七十年主后。
But of course, you want to talk about the exactness of calculation of dates. I mean, Jesus was born not in year 0, but it was born in year 4 BC. BC, not AD. Okay, so in other words, Jesus was born 2010 years ago, right? Okay, good.
所以主耶稣 严格讲起来是在主前 三年诞生，四年生的。
And that means 2010 years ago
是2010年诞生。
But anyway, the point is, we are now talking about not historical discrepancy or analysis. We're talking about the introduction to Luke, So from this verse, this section, verses 1 to 4, we can see actually it was written to a very important person, Theophilus.
一开始他说他写这本书是给一个当时的叫提亚菲罗大人。
So he said, I have not seen this myself, but I'm going to arrange it in an orderly manner so that people can understand, especially you, my excellent, the most excellent Theophilus.
他写这本书是把他所听到的，所用很有次序的方式来记载下来。
In other words, he's going to give a good account of what he heard and has been proven to be right and to be believed by the believers at the time.
是根据当时的信，那些起初的信徒。 他们所看到所见证的，然后很确实的记下来。
So personally, he actually did not witness with his own eyes, because at the time when he was writing is about, AD 60s.
换句话说，他不是亲眼看见这些事情发生，因为他写的时候已经在主后六十七十年。
So this is chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
这是第一章一节到四节。
I think the introduction to Luke can be seen quite easily by dividing the whole book into different sections.
我们可以把这本书分几部分来看，介绍。
But of course, if you look at different books, written by people about the Gospel of Luke, and some people, different people have different kind of outlines or, sections. But I think this is not the most important. The important thing is if we read it ourselves, then we can see, you can form a very clear outline of what it is all about.
虽然每个人的分段方法不一样，但如果你自己来读，你可以可以自己的分段的方法。
But at the end of the day, if you look at all different people having different sections or outlines, you can see they are very similar, very similar.
但虽然每个人分类有点不同，但还是非常的相近。
So I think the next thing we can look at is the first of all, after the introduction from chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, we can look at the birth of Christ, the birth of Savior, of the Savior of mankind. This is the one section.
那么在简介之后，接下来最主要他介绍耶稣的降生。
This can be seen from chapter 1 verse 5.
就从一章五节以下。
To chapter 2 verse 52.
到二章的五十二节。
I mean, this can only be a rough kind of a sectioning. From this section, we can see the Savior was announced to be born.
在这里我们可以看得到，已经有人预告基督将要诞生。
And of course, before that happened, and the announcement of the birth of John the Baptist.
在这之前
also told,
也预告了施洗约翰的出生。
Why? Because he was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
因为施洗约翰要做主的先行的开路先锋。
So within this section, chapter 1 verse 5 or chapter 2 verse 50, we can see from verse 5 to verse 25, the announcement of the birth of John to Zacharias.
所以一章五节到二十五节就预言了施洗约翰的出世。
I mean, this is very interesting. If you read, you can see clearly what happened. The most striking feature that I have come across, of course, is that Zacharias did not believe in it, and therefore he was numb. For how long? Until what time? When he was born, when John was born, until the time when John was born, right?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Okay, yes. That's after his birth, of course. The message is after the birth of John. And then he became alright again. So this is the most striking part. Have faith in Jesus is always good. In the Lord, I mean, in God. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble.
他介绍，他预言，撒加利亚预言，施洗约翰的出生也很特别，因为他后来出来了就变成哑巴，一直到孩子出生。
So the birth of Jesus announced has got to do with Zacharias, Elizabeth, John, and Mary, and Joseph.
这中当中有玛利亚，有
the birth of Jesus announcement.
主耶稣
降生的宣告，包括这
有包括了很多人。
Zachariah, Elizabeth.
有撒加利亚，有
伊丽莎白 John, of course,
还有约翰
Mary
Joseph 和玛丽，还有
What's it got to do with Jesus' birth?
约瑟，他们都说到了主耶稣的
有关了，主耶稣当时有关。And then from verse 26 to 56,
二十六节到三十六节到五十六节
is announcement of the birth of Jesus to Mary.
说到主耶稣诞生，由玛利亚来预言，对玛利亚的预言。
This is very clear. We have to turn to this book as we go through the introduction. It's easier, even though we cannot read them this 50 minutes. But it's useful to just, as it glide through, huh?
我们只是很大概的这样看你说一下。
And of course, there's a contrast between Zechariah and Mary, right? In terms of faith.
啊，在信仰上来讲，撒加利亚跟玛利亚有很大的不同的地方。
Mary believed without any doubt, right?
玛利亚相信一点都不怀疑。
Wonderful. I think this is the faith we must have.
啊，这就是我们应该要有的信心。
And then after that announcement of the coming of the Messiah, and then this announcement or this prophecy was actually fulfilled. So John was born, which can be seen from 57 to 80. This section, you can see the main message is the birth of John.
Chapter 1.
And then from verse 1 to 20, of chapter 2, the birth of Jesus Christ.
二章的一节到二十二节说到耶稣的诞生。
So in other words, before these two persons were born, John the forerunner, Jesus the Savior, you know, announcement, prophecies were already been proclaimed.
所以施洗约翰，这个主耶稣的先行者跟救主耶稣基督的诞生就这样被宣告出来。
And then, of course, from chapter 2, verse 21.
二章的二十一节以下。
And to verse 40.
到四十节。
We can see the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ in the temple.
耶稣到圣殿奉献。
You know, in the Old Testament, you know that a person born must be consecrated on the firstborn in the temple, and this is done to Jesus.
犹太人的风俗要把头生的献给神，所以耶稣就被带到圣殿去。
This can be seen from 21 to 40.
从二十一节到四十节。
21, you can see chapter 2 verse 21.
二章二十一节。
And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of Christ, his name was called Jesus.And then verse 22,
22 节,
he was brought to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. So this presentation, very important.
他们把孩子要献给神。
This is according to the ancient law, of course.
但这是根据犹太人的规矩。
Don't forget, the birth of Jesus is actually an overlap between Old and the New Testament. The life of Jesus, you know, is actually an overlap between the Old and the New Testament.
他的诞生、降生是在新旧约之间的。
Therefore, he was circumcised, he was presented, and at the same time, also he was baptized eventually.
所以他照他们的规矩被行割礼，被献给神，然后后来又受了洗。
So you can see Jesus was circumcised. We don't have to be circumcised, and therefore you can see Old and New Testament were accepted by God, but according to the period of time, period of grace, or under the law, you can see the difference of in terms of administration of the words of God.
那时候还是照着旧约的规矩来给耶稣这样做。
Also in the New Testament, Jesus also the law, is the master of the New Testament.
耶稣也是新约的主。
And then after this, of course, Jesus, as you is a very popular, you know, incident from chapter 2, verse 41 to 50.
从二章四十一节到五十节。
Jesus actually went to celebrate the Passover.
耶稣到圣殿去守逾越节。
At the time, how old was he?
那时候他几岁呢？
What did I say? I just said what I said. From verse 41 to 50 is a popular incident. Jesus going to Jerusalem to actually celebrate the Passover. How old was he?12 years old, yes.
耶稣当时十二岁，到圣殿
去守逾越节。It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, 12 years old, and yet we have learned. Of course, we can learn a lot from that, huh?
那我们可以从这边也学到很多。
The most popular saying is in verse 49, I mean, in this incident. Why is it that you sought me? Do you not know that I must be, you know, about my father's business? Very popular words.
49节我们都很熟悉。耶稣说为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
And 51, 52 tell us that the wisdom of Jesus grow.
50节, 51节可以看到耶稣的成长。
That is the first section, the one section we can look at. And then, after this, we can see the Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, began to be introduced or to be introduced to the world further.
然后从这边开始，耶稣就继续被让人认识。
So from chapter 3, verse 1.
从三章一节以下
to chapter 4,
一直到第四章
verse about 15
的十五节
we can see the emergence of the Savior
看看
to the world not just his birth but to the world
向世界所彰显出来的
so his emergence, his appearance, you know, of this Jesus that is very clear in this section.
他的受洗，他的家谱对世人都很清楚。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 15.
三章一节到四章十五节。
How was this emergence of Christ being done?
那么他是怎样
the appearance?
怎么样显现给人看呢？
First of all, introduction by John the Baptist.
首先是由约翰施洗约翰来介绍他。
This is only right because he's a forerunner.
因为施洗约翰是耶稣。
So from chapter 3 verses 1 to 20.
所以这里一章到第一节到二十节。
This is the introduction of John.
这是约翰的。
By John about the Lord Jesus now, who is the Savior, he is to come before, you know, he is to come after me, you know, etc. etc.
这是施洗约翰对耶稣的宣告介绍。
This is also very clear, isn't it? This chapter 3 is a very, very important starting point for the introduction of the Lord Savior to mankind.
所以三章是对世人介绍耶稣是救主的一个很重要的宣言。
So what is the message we can learn from this introduction?
所以在这里我们可以学习到的是什么呢？
John.Was the forerunner of Jesus.
约翰是主耶稣的开路先锋。
We are just a forerunner of Jesus too today, you know.
我们今天也是。
We are the forerunner, true Jesus is the forerunner of the kingdom of God in this world, in the end time.
我们说可以说真教会是在末世对天国的一个开路的先锋。
This is even more difficult work to do than the work of John in his time.
这个工作比当时的施洗约翰的工作更加艰巨。
Because at the time John did not have to face with a lot of denominations and churches and religions, faiths.
因为当时的施洗约翰不需要面对很多不同的教派，
不同
的
信仰。But today we have to face with a lot.
但我们今天却必须面对这些。
But we can do it by God's power.And it's being done throughout the whole world.
才就能够做到，也再这样做了。
So, John introduced Jesus to the world. We introduce the true body of Jesus Christ. The church is the body of Christ to the world today.
施洗约翰介绍耶稣给世界，就像我们今天介绍耶稣的身体教会给世界一样。
And then, of course, 21, 22, Jesus was baptized.
21节, 22节,
and then chapter 3 verses 23 to 38 is a genealogy of Jesus according to the line of Joseph of course
然后接下来介绍耶稣的家
23 to 38 maybe if we can type it on then they can, as I mentioned it's easier for them people want to if people are inclined to learn a bit more of the introduction now. The introduction, the outlines of the facts. And then chapter 4 verses 1 to 13.
4章1节到13节.
This is temptation of Jesus. Temptation.
就到耶稣受试探.
This is also very clear. We know this very well.
我们都很熟悉。
So in other words, this was done. Jesus was tempted after he was baptized, of course.
耶稣在受试探是在他受洗之后的事。
Tells us that this tells us that after water baptism, we might be faced with temptation.
所以这也告诉我们在我们受洗之后会遭遇面对试探。
It's possible.
这是可能的事。
But Jesus was able to overcome temptations after water baptism.
那耶稣他能够胜过这些试探。
We must be able to do the same.
我们也要能够做到。
And then from chapter 4 verses 14, 15, we can see Jesus returned to Galilee.
然后14节、15节，耶稣回到加利利。
Right, this brings us to the end of this section. That is, Jesus was introduced.
这里说到耶稣是怎样被介绍,
by especially John the Baptist.
尤其是被施洗约翰所介绍。
In the next section, of course, we can see the very active ministry of the Savior from chapter 4, verse 16.
从四章十六节以下开始说到耶稣的工作。
Chapter 4 verse 16 unto chapter 9 verse 50.
到九章的五十节。
This big section of a number of chapters talk about the activity, the very clear ministry of the Lord Jesus.
这些章节就记载耶稣工作的情形。
And if you look at verses 16 to 44.
Chapter 4.
From this section you can see the ministry of Jesus was clearly defined by himself.
耶稣的工作,
In other words, he spelled out his purpose of coming into this world. This can be seen especially in chapter 4, verse 18 and 19.
尤其是记载四章的,
quoting Isaiah, of course.
17节到19节
Quoting Isaiah
第四章
Quoting Isaiah 用以赛亚书的十四章所说的用十四章 Isaiah 61 if you want to talk about Isaiah
以赛亚书的61章
These two verses you can see. The Spirit, chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is talking about He being filled with the Holy Spirit to do a mission. That is, to preach. I'm reading from verse 18 and 19 of chapter 4. To preach the gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to the captives, to the blind, set them at liberty, those who are oppressed. This is definition. That is, in other words, Jesus defined his message, his purpose of coming into this world.
18节他用以赛亚书的来说明他的工作.
And then if you look at verse 43. I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I've been sent.
43节说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我差奉差原是。
So before he actively engaged in this ministry, he was clear in his defining his role in this world.
所以他要工作以前，他很清楚的就把他要做的事情讲出来。This
is his mission. His mission is to save the world, to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他的任务就是要传神国的福音, yeah,
要拯救世界。 I must preach the kingdom of God.
我必须要传神国的福音。
So before he performed ministry, his ministry in this world, being accompanied with miracles and power of God, he defined his ministry.
对, 他要做这些事以前, 他先很清楚地把他, 定下来。
So I think we have to do the same today.
我们也应该要这样。
It's no point of just performing miracles. We go to different places, perform miracles, casting out demons. You know, got to be clear the purpose of all these functions, of these activities.
在这样做之前，我们也必须要很清楚把这些要做的事情讲出来。
This is what Jesus did before he actually actively engaged himself in performing miracles and preaching the gospel.
这也是他要行神迹传福音以前他所做的。
So after that, you can see from verse 1 of chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 11. Chapter 5 verse 1
第五章一节
Chapter 6 11
到六章的十一节
We can see he began to very powerfully display his power in terms of healing and preaching.
他很清楚地把他的能力来表现。
From here you can see so many miracles being performed.
他行了很多的神迹。
He has power to overcome demons, the diseases, all kinds of infirmities.
他能够医治医病，能够赶鬼。
And also he performed this. Remember the two boats full of fish, you know. 两艘装满鱼的船。
能够让船装满了
两艘很多 two boats
两条装满了鱼的船。
And so lepers cleanse.
可以让麻风的得医治
paralytic
干净
walk
可以让那些瘫子走路
man with withered hand you know restored
那个手已经萎缩的可以再恢复
so you can see from this section chapter 5 verse 1 to chapter 6 verse 11 the miracles accompanied Jesus power followed him to heal and to preach
所以从五章一节到六章十一节看到耶稣的能力随伴着他的传讲。
For those who just come later, we are actually giving a very brief introduction to the Gospel of Luke. And after this, in the near future, number of weeks, we'll be having topical studies of Luke, right?
我们刚开只是很简单介绍一下路加福音，那么以后我们还有时间来详细的再多讨论它。
After Jesus performed these miracles in this section, we can see Jesus began to choose the 12 apostles to confirm, reaffirm the 12 apostles.
耶稣行了这些神迹，传福音，接着下来他就选十二个门徒。
That is the 12 verses 12 to 19 of chapter 6.
六章的十二节以下到十六节。
Of course, he actually chose these 12 apostles out of his many apostles.
他选这十二个人，但是从他很多的跟随者当中选出来。
In other words, these apostles had been following him, you know, for a time, and now he wanted to choose them specifically, 12 of them.
那些人已经跟随耶稣一段时间，但这时候耶稣要特别把他们拣选出来。
And then from verse 20 to 49.
然后从二十节到二十九节
You can see if you like it's a kind of the teaching of Jesus but just a digest of the teaching of Jesus in this section
说到耶稣的教训
this would this, you can see constitutes of beatitudes rules of the kingdom you know, life etc
说到了八福，说到天国的一些原则。
So you can see, Jesus now has started to dwell into his teaching more and more.
所以耶稣就把很多的教训说出来。
And then from chapter 7,
然后接下来第七章
verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 17,
七章一节到九章的十七节。
Actually, this is a cross section.Of his ministry in his life.
所以记载耶稣他的工作。
In other words, it's the highlights. Not all, we can't expect everything to be recorded by Luke. Just a cross section.
这些只是他的一些最重要的工作，不是全部。
But that would cover the important elements of his service and his power, his miracle, his message of salvation to mankind.
但这些可以表示出来他的能力，他的恩典，他对人，他的拯救。
With a lot of miracles from this section 7 verse 1 to 9 verse 17, you can see also a lot of miracles.
从7章1节到9章17节可以看到耶稣行了很多神迹。
For example, the centurion's servant is healed.
比如说百夫长的仆人得医治。
A widow's son is resurrected.
这个死的一个寡妇的儿子复活。
etc. We can see so many of them, huh?
等等。
So from here we can see Jesus' ministry began to spread. He worked, he preached, he healed.
耶稣他能够医治，能够赶鬼，传福音。
And then from chapter 9 verse 18 to 50.
从9章18节到50节.
This is actually the high point of the ministry of Jesus Christ.
说到耶稣工作的几个最重要的事。
The climax of his ministry, huh? What can we see from here?
在这边我们可以看到的是什么呢?
A lot. He taught a lot. He taught a lot.
他讲很多道理.
It is for our cultivation.
就是为了要灵修我们.
Before that, he said, "I must suffer." In verse 22.
在22节说他要受苦.
Before all this, he said, "I must." Before he taught more, reaching his high point in his ministry, he said, "I have to suffer. I'll be killed."
在他说到他那些最重要的工作时，他先说我必须受许多的苦.
And then he especially, preached about how we must follow Jesus, how to become a true disciple.
然后他说，怎么样才能够成一个真的门徒？
Verse 25 very clear.
25节.
And then he transfigured.
接着他改变形象.
And then also in verse 41, chapter 9.
在9章的 41.
He said, "We must have strong faith."
说你们要有信心.
Etc. You can see Jesus actually now here is preaching almost to the highest point.
耶稣把他的 工作
because he was going to be is going to be taking his way to the cross eventually.
因为他将要 往十字架上去.
And in verse 48,
48节,
"Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all will be great." Jesus talks about in the kingdom of God, you cannot say who is greatest or who is least.
在神的国，主耶稣说，不是谁最大或最小。
This is a very is the high point of his message to the church today.
对教会一个最高的指示.
So I think from this climax of his ministry, we can learn a lot how to build up the church in the end time.
这也可以看到在末世如何来建立教会.
And then from chapter 9 verse 51,
在9章的51节,
to chapter 18
到18章, verse 30, 30节.
This big chunk of section of this Luke, this is actually the path, marching towards the cross.
是路加福音用很大的篇幅来记载耶稣往十字架上的路程.
From 51 to 63.
从51节到
chapter 9.
62节.
Chapter 9 verses 51 to 63, you can see the main theme is the host, if you like, of a discipleship. In other words, you know, what we must do, we have to really do well to be a disciple of Christ. And this, in a way, cost.
So we
talk about the cross of Jesus.
说到跟随耶稣,
willing to suffer for the Lord Jesus because we have seen the purpose of life.
因为这个代价就是我们要受苦,
and we can't change the mood, so you put so cool.
You will kind of gender, so we put so cool.
And then in chapter 10, verses 1 to 24,
from 10章1节到24节,
we can see we can work, we work, we work, but our mentality must be right.
我们的做工的态度要正确.
What is the mentality?
这个态度是什么呢?
Rejoice when their names are in heaven.
当我们的名字被记在天上,
This section is very important for us working in the end time.
这里的记载的教训对我们来讲今天很重要.
Disciples were sent, and then they came back reporting to Jesus. Even Satan was under our control. Very joyful.
工人被送出去工作回来之后很高兴, 说连撒旦也听从了我。
Jesus said, no, 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 don't rejoice just because of that, but rejoice if your names are written in heaven.
但主耶稣说, 不要为这样的事高兴, 要为你的名被记录在天上高兴。
This is a very important message for all of us when it, as we serve God in the church, in the end time true church.
这是我们在末世要服侍神的一个很重要的教训。
And then from chapter 10 verse 25
25节,
to chapter 13 verse 21. All these are important popular teachings. Many of them. How to inherit eternal life.
告诉我们怎么样才能够 承受永生,
chapter 10 verse 25,
第十章的,
to chapter 13 verse 21,
到13章,
very popular teachings,
有很著名的教训,
parable of the good Samaritan,
说到好的撒玛利亚人,
and how Jesus compared Mary and Martha with their mentality in serving and also listening to the word of God. Chapter 10 verse 38 onwards,
马大跟玛利亚, 他们如何来服侍神,
how Jesus taught the disciples or us today to pray.
耶稣怎么样教导门徒祷告,
and also this very important parable of persistent friend, you know, praying for the Holy Spirit.
怎么样来,
chapter 11 of course,
第11章的5节以下, 说到怎么样求圣灵,
and then the power of the Lord to overcome Satan.
怎么样能够, 制服魔鬼,
用耶稣的能力,
用耶稣的名,
and then many parables, parable of the lighted lamb, you know, and then other teachings to go against the lawyers and the Pharisees at the time.
很多的比喻和教训来教导人.
And of course, a parable of the rich fool is very popular.
说到了无知的财主,
that can be seen from chapter 12 verse 13 onwards,
12章的13节以下.
A number of parables also mentioned after that.
在这之后又有很多的比喻, 主耶稣说给我们听.
And then Jesus also taught about how we have to forgive.
比如说我们该如何来赦免人, 原谅人.
This is a very important message in the church.
这是在教会当中很重要的教导.
That would bring us to chapter 13 verse 21, about this very popular teachings.
13章21节, 说到很重要的一个教导.
And then from verse 22 onwards, chapter 13 verse 22,
13章的22节开始,
to 16,
到16章,
Verse 13,
这是三节.
We can see this actually is the beginning of the debate between Jesus, you know, and the public.
说到耶稣跟 那些一般人的一些争论.
Very clear.
很清楚.
And this, I think, some of this will be talked about during the subsequent sessions on Sabbath 11 o'clock.
我们想以后我们的几个星期会谈到这些.
So, and then chapter, and then from chapter 17.
接下来第十七章,
from verse 1
一节,
to chapter 18 verse 30
到十八章的三十节,
instruction of, you know, to the disciples.
是对门徒的教导.
From verse 1 onwards, you can see Jesus teaches us something very important. That is, in verse 1 he said, then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do it. So we have to be very careful in service of the Lord in the church. We try not to offend, but sometimes when we're weak we do, then we have to forgive.
在十七章一节耶稣说 绊倒人的事是免不了的, 当然绊倒人的有祸了, 这对我们今天在教会工作 是一个很重要的事。
This is one of the very important teachings of Jesus in this section.
在这里这一段里头, 耶稣给我们很重要的教训,
forgive one another,
要彼此的来赦免。
And of course he talks about from 20 onwards, he's coming again, he's coming again.
20节以下, 说到了神国的降临。
And then in chapter 18 he talks about two parables, of course.
然后18章, 用两个比喻。
Right, this brings us to the end of the section. The next section is from chapter 18 verse 31.
18章的
31节以下是另外的一段。 18 verse 31 to chapter 23 verse 53 the whole chapter 23章的整章 18:31 to 23 verse 56 the whole section talks about how Jesus, the Lord Savior, is going to suffer.
18章31节 到23章的56节 说到耶稣怎么样为我们死。
In this section, of course, you can subdivide them into different sections and see how Jesus, you know, suffered, began to suffer, eventually to be buried.
这里可以看出来耶稣怎么样为我们受苦, 最后怎么样死, 怎么样复活, 被埋葬。
Chapter 18 verse 31,
18章的 31节,
until 19 verse 27, in this section you can see Jesus was gradually progressing toward Jerusalem to be crucified.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去,
progressively, slowly,
慢慢地往前行.
And then 28 to 44, chapter 19,
19章的
28节到44节, you can see the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem.
耶稣怎么样进到耶路撒冷之后,
and once he is in Jerusalem, he began to teach more.
到了城里头, 他教训的, 更多的教训,
chapter 19 verse 45,
19章的
45节, to 21 verse 4,
到21章的4节.
So that is the teachings he taught more in Jerusalem after he entered, before crucifixion, of course, before being betrayed.
是他进了耶路撒冷城之后的教训.
And then from chapter 21 verse 5 to 38,
从21章5节到 38节,
the popular discourse on the Mountain of Olives,
就在这个橄榄山上头的教训.
in this section it seems that it, but if you look at the gospel, you can see in this section, this section is taught on Mount Olives, when he was on. So people say Olivet discourse, in other words, you know, teaching above on the mountain of Olives. So. And in chapter
22,
this chapter is very clear. Anyway, I think we all know this chapter well.
I hope.
This is the Last Supper. The message is the Last Supper. And then verses 39-53 of the same chapter.
然后同章39节,
Jesus was betrayed.
说到耶稣被出卖,
and then 54 onwards.
然后44节以下,
until chapter 23, verse 25.
然后到23章25节,
you can see the arrest and the trials of Jesus.
耶稣的被捉, 和他的被, 审判,
26 to
49.
We can see Jesus was crucified.
耶稣被钉十字架,
50 to 56. Jesus was buried.
耶稣被埋葬,
and then chapter 24.
然后24章,
this whole chapter.
整章,
of course, is the main message is the resurrection of Jesus.
就是说到耶稣的复活,
from verse 1 to 12.
一节到十二节,
empty tomb. Empty.
做一个空着的坟墓,
and then 13 to 35.
13节到35节,
the walk to Emmaus. Emmaus.
说往以马处斯的路上,
there's also a very popular incident.
也是一个很重要的事情.
And then 36 to 43 of the last chapter.
最后一章的30,
Jesus appeared to the disciples.
耶稣向门徒显现,
and then 44 to 49, the last commission of the Lord Jesus before ascension,
升天以前他最后的指示,
and then 50 to 53, Jesus ascended into heaven.
耶稣升天.
This is an introduction to Luke. What do you expect? The whole 24 chapters.
24这个路加福音里面的,
I've spent about 50 minutes on this. I just recap quickly the big sections. Chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 is just to tell us why it's written.
一节到一章一节到四节说到这本书的一个介绍.
That is, Luke took the initiative to rearrange all the witnesses seen by people, believed by believers, by apostles and disciples.
路加把他所听到的记下来，很
And then the next big section we said, Jesus was announced to be born from chapter 1 verse 5.
然后一章五节以下,
so chapter 2 verse 52.
到二章的52节.
And then chapter 3
从三章,
verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 15.
从三章一节到四章十五节,
is the emergence of the Savior in the world.
主耶稣出现了,
appearance, and then from chapter 4 verse 16,
从四章的十五节,
to chapter 9 verse 50,
到九章的十五节,
we can see the very active ministry of Jesus in this world.
说到耶稣的事工,
chapter 9
到第九章的十五节,
15 to chapter 18
to
verse 30,
三十节,
we can see the road of Jesus towards the cross gradually.
耶稣如何慢慢地走往十字架的道路,
and in chapter 18 18章 31 节, to 23 verse 56, 到23章56节, Jesus the Savior suffered so much eventually,
救主耶稣的受苦,
and then he died,
然后他的死,
the last chapter,
最后一章,
Jesus resurrected.
耶稣复活了,
it tells us we have salvation.
We have hope.
If we believe in the Lord Jesus, we will be resurrected.
如果我们, 靠着耶稣, 我们就会从死里复活.
If we don't believe in Jesus,
如果我们不信耶稣,
we will also be resurrected.
当然我们也会复活.
But the outcome is different.
但是有不同的
阶段。 Resurrection for salvation，
我们相信耶稣复活得救。
Or resurrection for condemnation，
或者我们复活定罪。
So it's up to us to choose，
这是我们应该要做的选择。
So the book of Luke， the most important theme is Jesus is the Son of Man， He is the Savior of mankind， He has died for us， He has done His part for us to go to heaven， we have to do our own part as well to receive salvation。
路加福音介绍耶稣，他是人子，他是救主，他为我们受死，他做他该做的工作，他复活，我们要想得救就应该照他所吩咐的做。
We have to do our part， is very important。
我们重要的是要尽我们的本分。
I think the way we are going about with this kind of studies is good, but the introduction I hope would be, you know, to a certain extent useful, so that when we come to the proper topical study, and it will be easier.
我们要来学习查考这本书啊，我们希望能够从我们的简介里头对大家有一点帮助。
Or maybe look at what is next time.Today is what? The 22nd, right?
今天22号，下一次我们要来学习的是什么？
Gospel of Luke.
是在
Is that right?
路加福音书当中的耶稣。
And then try to read it, you know, and then you can contribute during the session.
希望大家能够事先在家先读一读。
What is next after this one?
我们有可以讨论的事。
After this one, what is next?You haven't done it yet. I think it was given to us. Yeah, it's given already. I received an email from our brother James.
接下来我们要讨论是主耶稣跟他的十二个门徒。
Is it? Okay. And then after that, you read. You must have been sent. Huh? They have been sent. Should we give them a copy so they can read a bit and have more contribution?
That
will be useful.
时间表我会放到外头，请大家。假如有时间先准备。
So my humble request is go and do some reading, and then you can contribute a bit more.
那我们一定要自己先在家读一下路加福音，这样我们来讨论才会有一些收获。
Okay. I think we're going to pray and give thanks to God.
我们要一起祷告，感谢主。
Those who are here first time, when we pray, those who have received the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues.
我们第一次来参加我们的朋友，我们。当中有人得了圣灵会说灵言。
So don't be alarmed by speaking in tongues.
当你听到你旁边人说灵言，你不必要奇怪或者惊奇。
Because speaking in tongues is the manifestation of the presence of God.
因为得圣灵说灵言是神同在的一个证明。
Truth Church is not just another church in the world.
我们真教会不是只不过一个普通的平常的教会。
Is the body of Christ in the end time.
是在末世耶稣基督的身体。
Preaching the gospel 100% according, you know, to God.
我们是完全照着圣经来传讲。
And we are so blessed to be chosen by God to be planted in this church.
我们能够在这个教会，这是神的一个恩典。
And I hope and wish that we can share together the gospel of God.And preach to many more people throughout the whole world.
希望我们能够跟大家一起来分享神的话语，能够传给更多的人。
So we pray in the name of Jesus.
就我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Close our eyes.
把眼睛闭上。
We kneel down.
我们跪。
Put our hands together.
把手合作。
And after we say in the name of Jesus, say Hallelujah, praise God.
我们先说 Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Hallelujah means we praise God.
Hallelujah 是赞美神。
Many people receive the Holy Spirit after saying this, praying in such a manner.
我们这样祷告，很多人就得圣灵。
Before we have a lunch, we kneel down and pray.
我们在午饭以前，我们一起跪下祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.